1 month in season 3 of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Today we are covering, as always, the latest news from Microsoft Roadmap, but also want to decide, or maybe not decide, on a new season image, plus even more. So stay for the full episode. We are starting with raising the limit in Microsoft Forms. Currently, the response limit for forms and quizzes is 50,000. I didn't know that, so I needed to look it up, as Microsoft is currently developing a new limit. Planned for March, we will be able to receive 5 million responses per form or quiz. In addition, the form owner will be able to export the results into a CSV file for analysis. I think this is really a limit where most people feel comfortable. At least I think that should be enough. Up next, two quick updates for Microsoft Viva. First, topics in Teams. Also in March, ready for us, we can add topics to chat messages and display topic cards in Microsoft Teams. Second, a feature currently rolling out, Microsoft Viva Topic Cards Updates. We are getting updates and, in my opinion, needed improvements to the topic cards to expand long descriptions, show job titles for people, and interactions with live persona cards. Two little updates, but in case you bought Viva Topics, which is still $5 per user per month and, in my opinion, still too expensive, you for sure like these. Added to the roadmap on Wednesday and planned for release already next month. Be ready, this is a long one. Microsoft 365 Admin Center, Microsoft 365 Apps Admin Center Servicing Profile Rollback Capability. Wow. This feature allows us to roll back devices to a previous version within Microsoft 365 Apps Admin Center Servicing Profiles. What are those? Well, they can help your environment stay secure and up to date, as servicing profiles let you automatically deliver monthly office updates for specific users or groups. Updates are delivered in waves to limit the impact on the network, and you can pause updates and investigate and resolve update issues. There's also the option to set deadlines for updates to be installed and set dates on which updates cannot be installed. Overall, a more on the management side of things update, but no updates, no new features, right? Launched on Wednesday, Yammer and Microsoft Teams customize branding and link previews. Microsoft Teams admins can now customize the branding for the Yammer Communities app for Microsoft Teams to suit the Yammer network with the preferred app logo, naming, accent, color, and even more. With the Communities app for Microsoft Teams, users see a rich Yammer preview in chats and channel conversations when the user pastes the URL of a conversation from a public Yammer community. And we are continuing with a long-awaited feature, at least I waited long for this, also now launched SharePoint collapsible sections on modern pages. We finally have now the ability to show page sections in an accordion view, collapsed or expanded, or as tabs. The accordion view will be collapsed by default, but can be set to show expanded. To do this, just create a new site where you want to test this out and add a few sections with a, for example, text web part and some dummy lorem ipsum whatever text. Now, when you edit your section, you have a switch to make the magic happen. I like this, as I'm coming from early SharePoint 2010, and to have something like this built in was, to me, way back then, always a dream. No JSON, no bugs, just the pure feature. Talking about the past, in season 2 we had a more or less consistent image background. Now for season 3 the question is, should we use a new one or stay classic and only create custom background images for special occasions like Easter, Halloween, Christmas and such? Let me know in the comments in case you're watching on LinkedIn, and also for you who made it until the end. Next Tuesday it's finally time for our new quick start guide. As teased late last year, my Microsoft Planner Quick Start Guide will be ready. Next week, February 1st in English, and in 2 weeks, February 8th in German. Thanks for tuning in this week, and until next week for a new episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Until then, don't be afraid.